Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Joe Zagacki, and joined now by University of Miami head basketball strength and conditioning coach Preston Green. Coach Larrañaga hired Coach Green a couple of weeks ago, and Preston has 27 years of experience and working in Power 5 basketball, coming to the University of Miami from the University of Florida. Preston, welcome to the University of Miami.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking time and having me on.
Let's maybe tell our audience a little bit about yourself. 27 years, you've got a lot of experience, most recently at the University of Florida. Talk to us a little bit about your journey in college athletics.
Sure. Well, I think to begin with, I was one of the fortunate people in this world who, at age 17, I knew what I wanted to do with my life. and so I started out at Clemson University, and I volunteered there in the weight room for a semester. And then the head strength coach at the time kind of figured out that I had a passion for this, and this is what I wanted to do. So he actually gave me a graduate assistant scholarship to be a strength coach. So I started coaching, gosh, when I was 17, 18 years old. And, from there, I journeyed to the University of Minnesota, where I did my master's degree. And then my first full-time job was actually at the University of Arizona, and started doing basketball there. And then I transitioned after a couple years. I became the youngest director at the time in NCAA. At the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. And that was in 2003. That's when I exclusively just started training men's basketball. And I was there for five seasons and had an opportunity to go out to Stanford with Coach Johnny Dawkins at the time. Went out there, and then my alma mater ended up calling back Clemson and said, "Hey, we want to bring you home. Would you be interested in coming back?" So I made the move back to the East Coast, and had planned on being there for a long time. And then I got a phone call from a guy named Billy Donovan, who was the head coach at the University of Florida at the time. And he said, "Come down for the weekend and let's talk. I have an opening." So I did, and spent the last 11 years there. And then this kind of brought me full circle. And this position came open. We had a coaching change at Florida, so I was kind of figuring out where I wanted to go and my next move. And this came open, and I had an unbelievable conversation with Coach Larrañaga and drove on down on a weekend and spent some time on this beautiful campus and then time with him, and ended up pulling the trigger. And here I am a couple weeks later.
So your journey, which has been a pretty good one, as you mentioned, a long one. I was with Coach Larrañaga a couple weeks ago, sitting in his office, and I said, "Coach, you got to hire a new strength coach." He said, "Yeah, I already did." I said, "Wow." So he told me, kind of went through it, and it was fast. In fact, he even sent you a text, I think, that said, "What took you so long?" Which was about 2 days. It took you about 2 days to get everything done, which today is unusual. You were really quick. You hopped right on this thing.
Sure. Well, I told him, I said, "If you give me a list of 10 things to do, I'm going to do 11 of them." I like to move fast and be efficient and get things done. And I wanted to get down here as soon as possible and spend some time with the guys while they were still on campus before the discretionary period and break and everything. So I didn't want to twiddle my thumbs. I came on down right away and was able to spend some time with the returning players and kind of get to know them and work with them a little bit. And it's just, it's been a very uplifting, phenomenal experience so far.
To the fact that Miami went to the Elite Eight this year and probably saw a lot of Coach L during this run, did that influence your decision at all?
I mean, obviously, you know, I wanted to go to a place where we could compete for championships, and you know, I don't have an interest in just winning a bunch of games. I want to hang banners and compete for championships. And so just knowing the success that he's had throughout his career and speaking with other coaches that I know in this business, as far as college basketball, just the positive things that are said about Coach Larrañaga and how he runs his program with integrity and does things the right way. For me, that was that combination of being able to go somewhere and win big, but also work with someone who's, you know, has a high level of integrity and does things the right way. That combination for me was a no-brainer.
Preston Green, strength and conditioning coach for the University of Miami basketball team. You know, I always wondered this, and maybe this came up in your conversations with Coach L. Do you have a certain philosophy, or is there a philosophy for basketball strength and conditioning and weightlifting that is different from the other athletes on campus? And then do you have to have the same mindset as Coach L when it comes to that kind of stuff?
Sure. Well, I know how he plays and how he likes to play and coach the guys. So that's a factor right there from a conditioning standpoint. But, you know, I look at these athletes from a head-to-toe standpoint and kind of break them down of who needs what type of training to make them a better basketball player. You know, I'm not here to turn them into Olympic weightlifters. I'm here to make them a better athlete. So, you know, basketball players are unique because some are 7 feet tall, some are 6 foot tall, some have a 7'5" wingspan, and just their length and bodies are just different than normal athletes. So it's a puzzle where I look at who needs what, but also from a training standpoint of what's weak, what's tight, what's out of balance, kind of correcting that athlete as a whole. Because in basketball, you can't jump too high, you can't be too strong, you can't be too explosive, you can't be too good of a shape. So it's kind of a holistic approach because, you know, it's not by position anymore just because the game's changed where, you know, basketball's, you know, they all play 1 through 5. You know, the center wants to run the break in transition. And so it's kind of seeing what type of training methodology best fits that player. So we don't come in as a team and work out and do the whole same program. I really like to individualize it and specialize it. And for me, that's a challenge puzzle. And I just enjoy it.
Coach L likes to say near the end of the year, look, fellas, we're not going to run any faster or jump any higher, but we can be mentally sharper. I imagine that also is probably part of your process as the season goes on, right?
Absolutely. Because, you know, I always tell these guys, like, you guys play on national TV in front of millions of people and you play in front of, you know, thousands and thousands of people. Like, why are you nervous about conditioning or lifting? Like for me, it just doesn't make sense. So there's always mental barriers and challenges that we can put in place, you know, throughout the off season and preseason to help build that confidence and so forth. Because, you know, when we show up to play, I want our guys knowing that, you know what, we're in better condition than that other team, we're stronger than another team, we're faster and quicker, we're more explosive. Like, I want to instill that confidence in them. Because if you go back and look throughout a season, you know, how many games come down to one possession, whether it's diving on the floor for a loose ball or getting a last minute stop? Like, that right there is mental toughness. So we want to definitely, you know, train that way and be really competitive with everything that we do.
As you mentioned, you worked with Billy Donovan, you worked with Johnny Dawkins. I would imagine being around those two guys had an impact on your career.
Absolutely. You know, and I've always wanted to surround myself with people who make me better. You know, I've done this a long time, but at the end of the day, I need to continue to grow and get better. And just being around those guys who are extremely competitive and wake up every morning thinking about what can we do to make our team better, you know, 365 days a year. And those guys taught me a ton of valuable lessons on like what it takes to go in to win. Because winning is not easy. You know, you got to be great at recovery and strength training and skill development, individual instruction and film breakdown and practice. Like, there's so many variables that go into winning. And those guys taught me, you know, there's a bigger picture to this, and I've always valued that.
You come into the University of Miami. What would be the impression, or what impression do you have so far of the guys you're able to work with? You have some, I guess we have some new guys coming in through the portal. We have one player deciding whether or not he's going to stay or go. So it's kind of a transition time, I guess, right now for basketball.
Yeah, it is. And for me, it's all about building relationships first. You know, I want to get to know the players, where they're from, their families, what they're interested in, what they're studying, career goals. Like, I want to cultivate that relationship, because for the things I'm going to ask them to do and then the boundaries we're going to push, you know, as far as training goes on, like, you have to have that relationship for those guys to buy in. And just being around the team for such a short time, there's high character guys. Like, they're just high character guys, and I really appreciate that. It makes my job a lot easier. You know, we're going to have good days and bad days, but we're all in this together. It's a family environment, and I feel like I've just stepped into just a really positive, uplifting situation.
Preston Green is our guest, University of Miami strength and conditioning coach for basketball, working now for Coach L. Wore the orange and blue for a long time. What's it feel like to put on that orange and green every day?
I can't get away from the orange from my alma mater, Clemson, in Florida. In here, I can't get away from the orange. But you know, the one thing that I think in the last couple weeks that's been valuable to me is just having that the U, that logo on your chest of what it stands for, just of the high level institution that this is, and the campus and education, and everyone seems really invested into winning. And it's been tremendous so far.
Do you, I guess, you know, you mentioned a puzzle. It's going to be a puzzle for Coach L also, because the working the roster, probably still a few more pieces to that puzzle he wants to put together. When would you input your program with the players? Does that come in the summertime once Coach L has figured out what his roster is going to look like?
Actually, on Monday, May 16th, is the first day of Summer A off season, and we're going to hit the ground running and get to work right away. You know, these guys are going to start filtering in, and then the incoming freshmen will be here towards the end of June, so they'll get started. But as soon as they are medically cleared and on campus, we're gonna get started here on Monday.
It's got to be exciting, I would think, for you also. You're going to be inside the ACC, so these games are highly, highly competitive.
Absolutely. And so you can't waste a day. You know, you can't get those days back. So, you know, when it comes time to tip it up in November, you always reflect back of when the off season started and how we progressed and got better. Because, you know, my job, whether it's a workout or a nutrition or, you know, stretching session, whatever it may be, is like, we have to get better each and every day. A little bit better each and every day. So I don't like having downtime and taking days off, but.
Preston Green has been our guest. Preston, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the University of Miami, and I look forward to being with you during basketball season. We got a lot of travel, my friend. It's a long, grueling season, but it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Winning makes everything better, so that's the plan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.